The last long aster is gone. The flowers of the witch hazel wither. The heart is still aching to seek, but the feet question, whither? Have you ever noticed how many poems are about fall? Robert Frost, who wrote those lines, gave us many. As summer turns to autumn, I find myself asking the same question the old New Englander did. Whither? What's next? The transition between seasons will be subtler this year in Sonoma, where I live. Our summer has been darker and cooler than usual. In July and August, we had what my Louisiana friends call gumbo weather. I resigned myself, did what they do, and made a gumbo. If summer is a time for taking off and sleeping late, fall is industry. What grew in the garden must now be contained in brine and jars, or sugared and jellied, or stashed in the freezer with a prayer the power doesn't go out. Again to Frost. Give us not to think so far away as the uncertain harvest. That was from his hopeful, youthful prayer in spring. That was then. 600,000 Americans received foreclosure notices in the last 2 months. For them and many others, it has been a dark, unpredictable summer. A climate of uncertainty surrounds us, fitful weather, unemployment, wars, and budget crises at every level of government. When the structures we have relied upon wobble, we are cast back upon what we can trust, sturdy relationships, the calendar, the rhythms of life. Still, we resist change, even if to migrate means our survival. Yet change we must. Once more to Frost. When was it ever less than a treason to go with the drift of things, to yield with grace to reason, and bow and accept the end of a love or a season? With a perspective, I'm Jill Hunting.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.